Mangino and Shelley. This is the KDKA Afternoon News.
Job interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can be really trying at times.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You get nervous and you do things you wish you didn't do and stuff like that. But some people have really taken it way over the top. It's like, really? How did you possibly think that you could do that and get a job?
Well, and the thing is, too, it's tough enough getting a job. I mean, no matter, even in good times, and, you know, people are struggling everywhere, but then to kind of almost sabotage your own career, here to answer some questions and what not to do is Karen Litzinger, Litzinger Career Consulting. Karen, what is probably the strangest thing that you know of that someone has done during a job interview that you just shook your head and said, what?
Nice to be here, of course. There are so many stories a person could say. But I think most recently, when I was invited to be here, I thought of recently hearing someone say they brought their mother to the interview.
What?
Which is the ultimate of the helicopter parent. I believe it was a college student.
Okay,
oh,
I get that, the helicopter parent. But, oh my gosh, you know, that's on the mother. Why in the world would you ever think that accompanying your child on a job interview would be a good idea?
Crazy. I think that was about negotiating. I think they wanted to help negotiate.
Okay, you teach the child how to negotiate or let them learn. And you know what? It's about failing too sometimes.
Right.
And then getting back up and learning from those mistakes. Oh my
I wonder
gosh.
If the mom would have showed up at the job too to help them during orientation just to make sure they really got it.
That is
hysterical. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm trying to remember if I heard that, but it's not completely unfamiliar.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What are some other things that really do ruin your chances right out of the gate during a job interview?
I mean, I think a basic one, and it's increasing, is texting, and in a more subtle way, even to have your phone on and be interrupted. Those are all negatives.
People just pull out their cell phones during an interview.
Yeah. In the younger mode, yes, it actually does happen. And
wow.
I think that's the top of the list of what the employers say. There's a survey, actually Career Builder does a survey annually about big blunders, and that I think comes out at the top. And then there are other things just in terms of looking bored or being arrogant, going either way on sort of attitude. And then there's fidgeting and bad handshake. All of these things can be prevented.
Now, one of the ways that people do interviews sometimes is over the phone. An initial conversation over the phone to see
they
if it's
start
really
out that
worth
way. Yes.
For you coming all the way in and we sitting down. And Karen, there's a story out about one person that was having their phone interview. And then while they were being interviewed, they decided it would be okay for them to go to the bathroom. And then when they were done, they decided it was okay to flush. Apparently, they flushed. They thought it was okay since, you know, there's no way they're going to hear this, right?
Oh.
Or okay, or just like clueless. I mean,
exactly. Thank you very much, Karen.
Where they came from.
Oh my gosh, I cannot even imagine. You know what,
employers are looking for ways to, I mean, they want to find somebody, but they're looking at multiple people. So they're always trying to find ways to eliminate people. So you do need to be at your best. And the stories are unbelievable. I mean, I looked through some past surveys of Career Builder, and I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
Here are a couple for you. According to this report, one applied lotion to their feet.
To their feet?
Right, to their feet.
Okay, it's bad enough if you would even think of it to your hands, okay? But your feet?
Yes.
During an interview.
Another one thought that they wanted to impress, apparently, by singing her responses to the interview questions.
You know, when I hear things like that, which are so wild, unless they were a creative advertising agency interview, perhaps singing, you know, they were trying to stand out from the crowd. But I'm going back to what Shelley said about sabotaging. I mean, maybe they really didn't want to get the job. Maybe people were pressuring them to go for the interview. I mean, you have to wonder.
You have to think about, yeah, exactly.
And
what could be the other reason?
And then the one who brought their pet bird.
What?
They brought the bird with them to the meeting in their pocket. Are you happy to see me, or is that a bird in your pocket?
You know, that's really off the mark. It's crazy, you know. And maybe these people do have some mental health problems. I mean, there's a lot of struggling folks, and they need help. And it's a shame if they're clueless or just sabotaging.
It is. To me, it's very sad if they really don't know any better. But, okay, let's just say they really just don't know any better. Where do you go in this day and age for tips? I mean, I'm guessing on the internet would be, I mean, you would be able to look it up.
Please don't go there.
Go to Wikipedia.
Well, yeah.
Where do you go for these tips?
Well, I mean, there are good things in writing. I mean, on the internet, there are books. I think they're all good. I mean, obviously, I do this kind of work. So, I mean, I have to say, it is good sometimes to have face-to-face. And I'll give an example. Just this week, again, I don't have any names, but like one younger client came in and we were doing a video mock interview and he was chewing gum. I mean, something simple.
Yes.
Yeah, first thing.
If you're not having an interaction with somebody about that, you could do something not in your best interest. Or I had a client once and she just tilted her head one way all the time. And you can tell someone that, but unless they see themselves on video, or, you know, you could do mock interviews with friends, too. I mean, there are many ways. Practice is very important as preparation for interviewing.
And make sure you're dressed correctly. Not for the club on Saturday.
Yes, right.
And not to go out there and work in the garden on Sunday.
Right. Absolutely, you know. And if in doubt, it's always better to be a little conservative and make sure everything is pressed, groomed. You know, your grooming is good. There aren't tears. I mean, there are stories of that happening as well.
Pressed, groomed, and covered.
And take a shower.
Doing what we can to help. Karen Litzinger. Litzinger Career Consulting joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
There's no better deal for $4 than the Wendy's 4 for 4 meal. Start with our Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Made with fresh beef and freshly cooked bacon, crisp all-white meat chicken nuggets, natural cut fries, and an ice-cold Coke. All for just $4. No one makes $4 sound as good as Wendy's. Get more for 4. The 4 for 4 meal deal. Now at Wendy's. Offer includes small fries and drink at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices may vary. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh ground beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.